Chapter number 5. The Induced Transition. Do not absorb negative information. Welcome back to Transurfing World. My name is Dennis and welcome back to another episode. In this episode, we are going to start with chapter number 5 of the main book of Reality Transurfing. Reality Transurfing Steps 1 to 5. This is a very, very important chapter. And I have two main important concepts I would like to tap into in this episode, so stay tuned. So the first concept I got here is the more you complain in life, the worst things are gonna be as a result. And let me explain to you why. So when you are constantly complaining, when you are constantly whining about everything, and whenever you meet someone or whenever you do something or react to something, you have this tendency to react negatively or to complain about everything or just to look out for the negative in everything and in every person, you are radiating negative energy. And in transurfing terms, this person who complains, who is always whining about everything, this type of person radiates energy, negative energy, which transfers them onto lifelines that correspond to the negative parameters of their own thought energy. So in short, the more we complain, the worse things are as a result. So let me read you this quote from the book. Firstly, the excess potential created by your discontent turns balance forces against you. Second, your discontent serves as a channel through which a pendulum being can draw on your energy. Thirdly, radiating negative energy, you shift into a lifeline of a corresponding vibration. So here, the important thing, and I believe that awareness, it's one of the most important things you have to take advantage of, because this is what separates you from being an animal. So now, the habit of reacting negatively is so deep-seated that human beings are beginning to lose their advantage over other creatures further down the food chain in their capacity for awareness. Meaning that you are not an animal. You can cultivate this power of awareness. So every single time when you react to something, or there's something going on in your life, or there's an event, do not react aggressively or trying to look out for fight. Most people do not use the benefit of awareness. Instead, they respond aggressively to the slightest inconvenience. And here, as according to the book, aggression is mistakenly interpreted as strength, but in fact, a person who chooses to express themselves aggressively might as well, metaphorically speaking, be quivering helplessly in a pendulum's web. So every single time you encounter any situation, any event, any person, anything, do not react right away. Just hold on a second and start analyzing the situation and try to look within why these kinds of emotions are being created inside. Why am I feeling like this? By questioning yourself, you raise awareness. You use your awareness. Remember, you are not an animal, so you can use awareness to your advantage. So again, just remember that most people, whenever they encounter any situation, they react negatively with aggression, looking for a fight, looking to be right, you have to use your awareness. That's very important. So, by being aware, you can redirect your energy, right? And you don't radiate negative energy. So coming back to the first concept, I talked about, like in life, you're not going to complain about everything, or you're not gonna look out for the worst from people, or you're not going to look out for the worst on anything you encounter. You're not going to react negatively to anything, because you can always become aware. So every individual is attuned to their own sector in the alternative space, and so everyone lives in their own personal world. Every individual creates their own reality, and that reality intersects and interacts with the rest of the world around us. So getting back to the concept of complaining. So the more a person readily expresses their discontent, emanating large quantities of negative energy, the more strongly the tendency for the quality of their life to deteriorate is consolidated. So why am I saying that you don't have to react aggressively or in a negative way? Because when you do so, you start whining, complaining, creating negative energy, radiating negative energy all around you. So again, so the more a person readily expresses their discontent, emanating large quantities of negative energy, the more strongly the tendency for the quality of their life to deteriorate is consolidated. So as a golden rule, you're not going to become a negative person. Every single time you see something that you don't like, do not react right away. Do not become the aggressor. Do not be aggressive when you are reacting. Do not create this kind of energy within, because you are going to radiate negative energy. You create the life in your mind. So use your benefit that you now have, which is awareness, in every single moment. Instead of reacting right away, just wait a few seconds, breathe in, breathe out, and then look out for the positive. Do not become one of the crowd. It's easy to react aggressively. It's easy to react in this way. So you have to understand the power of awareness. It's very important in transurfing. So let me read this quote I have highlighted here in the book. And it's very, very important for you to understand. So the human physique works in such a way that it reacts most strongly to negative irritants such as unwanted information, hostility, danger, or any other form of negative energy. Of course, positive influences can also stir strong emotions, but the intensity and force of emotions like fear and rage by far outweigh those of joy and happiness. The reason for this originates in ancient times, when fear and rage were crucial to survival. What use is joy in a context like that? Joy is not useful when it comes to defending yourself, avoiding danger, and for aging, for food. In addition, throughout the entire history of humanity, life has been filled with burden and hardship that have brought more grief and fear than joy and happiness. This is generally speaking why man yields readily to thoughts of gloom and depression, while feelings of joy and happiness pass relatively quickly. Have you ever heard of a normal person suffering from too much joy? People who suffer from stress and depression, however, can be found in good number wherever you look. So there you go. So in the past, because we wanted to survive, our ancestors, this comes down to history. We raise these negative emotions. So we are kind of like programmed in this way. But by becoming aware, you can break through this this behavior. So the second concept I would like to tap into here is, do not absorb negative information. So people nowadays with social media, with Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, everything, we are pretty much overwhelmed with so much information. But let me tell you something. Whenever you open your Facebook account, your Facebook profile, and start scrolling down your feed, I can guarantee that news coming from the mass media, I can guarantee that at least 80% of the news are going to be negative. And this is how pendulums work. So pendulums, in particular, as I said, the mass media actively make use of these particular features of human perception. You rarely hear anything good in the news. Usually, in a news program, you hear a negative fact followed up with news coverage. So this is very important in trend surfing, because try to sink this in. When you watch the news, when you scroll down, scroll through your social media feeds, and you see that in this country so far away from yours, in the other side of the world, this catastrophe has happened. There is nothing you can do to help. But you consume the information and you start reading about it. So you become a spectator. So you start taking in this kind of information, this kind of stories that are negative. And again, 80 to 90% of all the negative or of all the news you watch on TV or you see on social media are negative. So there's no use for you when you read a story about a person, this little girl who was raped in this country so far away from yours. I know it's sad, it breaks my heart when I read stories like this, or this catastrophe that killed 100 people in this Asian country, for example, because of this Holocaust or because of this earthquake. You are taking this information into your reality. And look at this. Like when you watch the news, it's one thing. You are acting as an spectator. You are watching the news, you are reading the stories, and you are feeling the feelings of what's going on the other side of the world. Or on a different city. It doesn't matter. You are making that part of your reality as an spectator. But look at this. According to trend surfing, the moment you start feeling that kind of pain from these stories, you become an spectator. You know, you are now involved in the game as an observer. So when a person begins radiating energy at the frequency of a negative event, they shift onto a lifeline that is located closer to other lifelines in which such events take place. They begin to play a part in the plot. They find themselves within the impact area of a spiral that rotates faster and faster, drawing them into a vortex, like water into the funnel of a whirlpool. So one thing again is just to watch the news, and another totally different things thing is like when you watch the news, you read the story about something bad that happened. Let's take the example of the earthquake in this so far away country that you've never been to. But you read the whole story, you watch the whole documentary, you see exactly what happened. One thing is to act as an observer and feel that, and a different thing is like when you start talking about that with your family, with your friends, and you become part of that frequency. You know what I mean? So, the person will discuss the news with their close friends and relatives, who will no doubt respond with interest and compassion. The energy of the pendulum grows as a result, and the individual is drawn even closer by the frequency of their thought energy to the lifeline of the original event, except at this stage they are no longer an observer, but a direct participant. As a result, a negative event occurs in the layer of this person's life.